You guys know I'm crazy about Audible because it offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. Audible really is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment, with female writers and heroines, celebrity narration, multicast productions with immersive sound design, and traditional audiobooks. Audible has you covered for any type of excitement that you're looking for. In fact, right now I'm listening to The Second Husband by Kate White. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/realitylife or text realitylife to 500-500. That's audible.com/realitylife or text realitylife to 500-500. With four daughters and two on a dance team, I can tell you we go through a lot of mascara in my house. But I'm crazy about L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara, which catches every lash from corner to corner for maximum volume. If you're looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank, this is yours. The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. I've been using it for about 2 weeks now, and I feel like my eye has completely opened up, and the girls are crazy about it too. They've got a tapered brush to catch every lash, one of the best mascara wands that I've ever used. And like I said, this luxe appearance of this gold package, you got to get it. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today. L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara. You're going to love it.
The amazing Kate Casey.
Welcome back to another episode of Reality Life with Kate Casey. Hope that you had a great Mother's Day. I did sleep in for a little bit and I did go to brunch, but I did come home and do 14 loads of laundry, vacuum the floors, clean the cabinets and the countertops, and then put out the trash and the kids' outfits for tomorrow. So in all, it was probably a typical Mother's Day, just like everybody else. This week, I have so many great things for you to watch, and I need you to pass this on to all your friends who also talk to you about shows, because they need to be in on this list this week, because it's going to bring them so much joy. You can just text somebody the podcast, email it to them or text it to them. And it makes it so easy for people, even if they've never listened to a podcast. Some people, believe it or not, are still like, what the hell is a podcast? You're going to brighten their day. You're going to open them up to a whole new world by just showing it to them. So here's the list this week. The first thing you have to watch is The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills on Bravo. It's back with another season, and the cast this season includes Kyle Richards, Lisa Rinna, Erica Jane, Dorit Kemsley, Garcelle Bouvet, Sutton Strack, and Crystal Kung Minkoff, and along with new cast member Diana Jenkins and friend Cherie Zampino. Cherie is Garcelle's friend, and she's also Will Smith's ex-wife. Diana is sort of aloof. There's not much information about her, which makes it all the more mysterious and exciting. I do know that she's very good friends with Elton John, so we can expect an over-the-top lifestyle. And that's really the reason we love Beverly Hills, because in the end, it's a company town, right? And we want a window into what the women are and who they are who live in a city dominated by the entertainment industry. Kathy Hilton returns as a friend. Know that during the beginning of the season, she was filming Paris in Love with her daughter's wedding, so she really probably won't be around too much in the very beginning. And a lot of people speculated that she was trying to do some sort of negotiation tactic. I think she was just spread too thin. But nevertheless, she's back, and there's some big drama by the end of the season with Lisa Rinna, which she alludes to all the time on her social media. And I don't know how much you'll see about the Girardi lawsuit, because I think during the duration of filming the season, it was pretty quiet. Nevertheless, you will see, you know, uncomfortable conversation between the cast throughout the season, given what her legal situation is and how she reacts to it publicly and privately. And then the first episode you're going to see focused on Dorit and how she is struggling in the aftermath of a home robbery. In Los Angeles in the last year, there have been so many robberies in these very wealthy neighborhoods. And just weeks before the Kemsley's home was burglarized, there was a murder. The wife of Clarence Avant, who is a very, very successful music producer, was shot and killed in their own home. So, you know, it's a pretty scary thing in LA. And so you're going to see her, I think they filmed the day after. So you'll see the women coming to comfort her and a real window into this traumatic experience and how that probably shifted a lot of her her relationships, but also how her outlook on life. I had just interviewed PK, I don't know, about 2 or 3 weeks before this happened. And I remember checking in with him and he did say at one point, like, she was really struggling. So, you know, so brave of her to tell this story and to open herself up, because I cannot imagine this was the best time for her. And for her to share that with us is, you know, pretty incredible. So Real Housewives of Beverly Hills on Bravo premiering May 11th. I will be having Dumois, the Instagram account Dumois, help me review it this week's episode. That will be in the Friday episode. The Challenge All-Stars 3 is back. Well, the Challenge All-Stars is back. It's season 3. It's on Paramount Plus, which you can usually find either through Apple TV or Amazon Prime, depending on your subscription. This show has the most iconic, boldest, and fiercest Challenge All-Stars from the original Real World and Road Rules returning for a second chance. I like this because I love to see the old cast members, much like the Homecoming, come back and around. I mean, there are so many people on the last few challenges before they started bringing back the old guard who you're like, they were on Love Island. Like, this is just a seasoned reality TV person. But in this case, they were people that were plucked from obscurity when they were very young and really were some of the first people to kind of handle being a reality television star, which many, as you know, have said, and Melissa Beck from Real World New Orleans kind of put it into perspective first by saying, we're famous but not successful. Meaning a lot of people know who we are, but we can't get a job because it's I'm Melissa from the Real World. So it's interesting to see them all these years later to hear about the life experience that they have had since they were on that show. But also they have jobs and kids, et cetera. So it's fun to catch up with them. Fun to see a lot of that drama still remains. And I really love it. And it's produced by Mark Long, who was on the original Road Rules. He was almost cast, by the way, in Real World San Francisco. And they ended up hiring Jo, who was the British woman. And instead, they created that show, Road Rules. He was in the first season with Kit Hoover, who was on Access Hollywood. So check that out on Paramount Plus. The next one is such great escape TV. You're going to love it. It's called Bling Empire. It's back for the second season. If you have not watched this before, do yourself a favor and binge it. It is a group of Los Angeles uber-rich Asians who are in a friend group. They have the most luxurious, over-the-top lifestyles. I have not seen money like this on television. I mean, they put the Beverly Hills Housewives to shame. So here's some of the background on some of the cast members so that if you have watched season one, you can get a little refresher. But also, if you have not watched the show, just good background. So Christine is 47 and she's the wife of one of China's most established dynasties. This is the weird part. Her husband is a plastic surgeon who works in Beverly Hills, which for me, I have a hard time understanding because he's part of the Song Dynasty, this imperial dynasty from China that dates back to 960 AD to 1279 AD, which would have made him next in line to become emperor if the dynasty still existed today. So you see them spend an outrageous amount of money. They travel all around the world on a private jet. They buy artwork. They attend fashion shows in like Paris. They buy luxury cars like it's a pack of gum. And I'm like, why would you put yourself through the stress of going to a plastic surgery office, you know, 6 days a week if you have all that money? One could say it's because I love what I do, but like that's a crazy amount of stress. Having such precision when you have a surgery, the medical malpractice lawsuits, all the staffing, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I don't know. Is it worth it? Anyway, everybody hates Christine. And I can't understand if it's because she's older. Maybe she doesn't fit in as well. Or are they jealous because she really does travel amongst this high caliber social circle? In fact, one episode, she's like, oh, hang on, my phone's ringing. Oh, it's Kathy Hilton. Or because she helped with the creation of the show and she's considered a producer. I've seen interviews where she has said she's often put in uncomfortable situations bringing up storyline because it's for the sake of the show. So I get that because you kind of have to fall on the sword a bit to keep the storyline moving. But in some scenes, you're like, this is so out of her wheelhouse. I get the impression she's a part of the Evolution casting graveyard. She seems like somebody who's probably more well-fit for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, but I don't think she has an over-the-top personality. So she's more perfect for this show. So you have Christine, and then you have Kevin, who's really the, like, the heart and soul of the show. He's a model. I think he's 37 too. Oh, he's 37. Christine's 47. But unlike the others, he was adopted by an American family and grew up without any Asian ties. I interviewed him last season and he talked about that. So he's Korean by birth and he's the least wealthy of the group and a bit of a fish out of water because he did not grow up with a lot of these customs and traditions and rituals. And it's kind of really wonderful to see him connect with that. And they all just adore him. And there are some girls that he has kind of flirts in and out with, but you get the sense like he's got a ton of women that are after him. But he is kind of goofy. Like he'll go over to this one woman's house and she's like putting crystals on a chandelier and he haphazardly like drops them on the floor and he's like, oops, was that a lot of money? So again, like a fish out of water. So that's Kevin. And then you have Jesse Lee and Cherie Chan. They have two children. Jesse has had little interest in proposing to her, so she did the proposing herself last season. So there are questions that arise this season about why he's never proposed, and I'm telling you, it's worth the wait to find out. Also, she has the most exquisite face. She's like a doll with these delicate features, not a line on her face, the most beautiful skin. She should have a skincare line. I'm not even kidding you. And they have so much money. I can't even tell you. I mean, just in the background during filming, it's like, oh, there's our chef and our butler. Fascinating to watch. Then you have Kane Lim. He's from Singapore. He's kind of like a socialite. And the first season, I was like, is this guy really worth that much money? Because he talks about how his family has all this money. And he does have over-the-top shoes and jackets and all of that. But in his apartment, it was like, it just seemed like a hotel room. Like you open the door and then there's the living room. And I just thought, if you have that much money, wouldn't you get a better apartment? You know, like it's little things like that where I'm kind of suspect. Also, Dorothy Yang from Rich Kids of Beverly Hills joins the cast this season. Her dad is worth $4 billion. He owns shopping malls. I have interviewed her too. She seems a little bit cold at first before you kind of get to know her. She's very funny, but has definitely lived in a parallel universe with like an outrageous amount of money. What's so funny is that she joins the season and she can't stand Kane. So Kane is kind of like the socialite first season and then Dorothy joins and you're like, oh, he's actually not that big of a deal. And she is constantly annoyed by him, which is pretty funny. So look for the dynamics between those two. Now, back to Christine. There's another woman who's older than her who absolutely hates Christine. Her name's Anna Shea. She's 60. She is hilarious television. She doesn't even know how funny she is. Apparently, the producers were like, you've got to be on this show. And she's like, I don't know. I'm old. Like, does anybody really care? But she has some zingers and they all love to be around her. Again, another thing, like she has a ton of money, but then the first season, her house was kind of like not that great. And this season, still, I'm like, it seems like, you know, she's like cuts her own flowers. She was fixing her chandelier. You can't figure out like what's really, doesn't she have a staff? If you have that much money, I don't get it. Anyway, her parents are billionaires, Edward Shea and I think it's Ihsan Shea. Their wealth comes in the arms and defense technology trade through the company that her dad founded, Pacific Architects and Engineers, in 1955. So it appears the company is described as an architectural and engineering firm that assisted the U.S. government effort to rebuild Asia in the wake of World War II. They had so much money, sold the company for cash, and her wealth is estimated, just hers alone, as one of the siblings, her wealth is estimated at $600 million. Holy shitballs, right? Other thing that you need to know about Anna is you feel like she's always on Benadryl. Like she's about to fall asleep while she's talking. And she's like a grandmother too, but you don't see her kids. It's very interesting. Then you have Kelly. Kelly last season was dating Andrew, who was a horrible, horrible guy. And now she's single and trying to live it up. So what's interesting is that Kelly used to be married to a very rich man about 10 years ago. That guy was later arrested for running one of the biggest cyber scams in America. His name, Lin Mao, he was founder and CEO of a texting company, arrested for running one of the largest cyber scams for roughly 10 years ago. So I've read in interviews her say, well, my previous marriage, we used to spend upwards of like $400,000 a month. And I had no idea like where the money was coming from, but enjoyed it. And then she found out it was all a scam. So basically, according to the Federal Trade Commission's website and the LA Business Journal, he and his co-conspirators conducted a multi-million dollar scam to charge text messages services on consumer bills without their permission. Yes, I know what you're saying right now. I hate those piece of shit people. He was found guilty. That was her husband. So she's like, I need some time to just date and find myself. Then you have Kim, who I do not like. Kim has pink hair, and she's considered the Calvin Harris of Asia. I liked her first season, and I started to like her second season. But she's in this flirtatious thing with Kevin where I think she's playing with his head, even though he's considered like this Lothario. I think he's actually into her. And by the end of the episode, you'll see what I'm talking about. So the last person is Jamie, and she's only 22. And she and Dorothy get along very well because I think they've had a similar life. So Jamie's usually in the front row of Fashion Week, former equestrian champion, daughter of a tech billionaire, famous for building the world's first VPN. Holy shit, that's crazy money. So her father has an estimated $4 billion net worth, and she's been clearly born into wealth, also been carving her own path as an influencer and a model. She ridicules the other cast members' outfits, which I find very funny. So there are a lot of interesting relationships, and there's a new woman that they've cast. She's kind of a friend of. Her name's Mimi, and she lives here in Newport, and I have to find her and go to her house because she has this husband who is very, very nerdy, and she's Vietnamese. I feel like she says in the episode maybe she was a house cleaner or she's obsessed with cleaning herself now. She's like compulsive. So she'll clean before the house cleaners come, and they have one son, and he probably sleeps on satin pillows. And their house is over the top, and they have this crazy anniversary party in the first episode with like butterflies that you're just like, what? So it's like Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, but then this whole Asian component where you're learning more about their culture, and it's fantastic. So watch out for that. Premieres May 13th. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way that you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman, and they pass the savings on to us. So I just got a 100% organic cotton tiered maxi skirt in red and a chiffon pleated midi skirt in soft pink. Now I'm going to wear both of them with either a white scoop t-shirt or a black tank top. In fact, wait, should we all get the same outfit and meet for drinks? Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/KateCasey for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/KateCasey to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/KateCasey. This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. If you're looking for new style inspiration, Saks.com is the place to go. Saks.com is making it easy for me to shop for the spring with their selection of chic clothes and accessories. Right now, I'm looking at Saks.com so I can find my new going out vibe. I'm looking for a breezy Zimmermann dress for an evening cocktail party. And for my upcoming conference in Los Angeles, I'm looking at bright Chloe blazers because I'm pushing myself to wear more orange and pink. Saks.com will inspire you to shop for everything on your agenda. So find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com. Our Father is the documentary to watch this week. And I interview someone featured in the documentary for my Wednesday episode. This is like a must-watch documentary, and it's called Our Father, and it's the story of one of the most shocking and horrific cases of fertility fraud. It follows the biological children of Dr. Donald Klein, a disgraced fertility doctor who covertly inseminated dozens of patients with his own sperm during his 40-year career. So in Indianapolis, Indiana, he would take a fresh sample either from a husband or a medical student donor, but then inject it into the patient's vagina near the cervix, his own sperm. So lying to the patients, lying to the husbands, lying to everybody. And here you have this town full of half-siblings that don't even know it. You could be dating someone and then you're going to find out they're your half-sibling. So obviously he had a remarkably high success rate. And so people kept going back to him. And so this is all kind of unraveling. And Jacoba Ballard is my guest on Wednesday, and she's featured in that documentary. You have to watch that. That is on Netflix. I think it airs on Wednesday. It's called Our Father. Do not miss it. Do not miss it. You're going to be talking about it for days. And then I want you to check out Never Seen Again on Paramount Plus. It's right up my alley and probably yours. It has real mysteries about real people who've disappeared from families and relationships, abandoning their lives, leaving only theories in their wake. Where did they go and why? And that airs on May 10th. So it also, if you want a little bit of a true crime, there is a 2020 called Gone Before the Storm. In 1998, 12-year-old Anthony Harris confessed to murdering his 5-year-old neighbor, Devin, in a small town in Ohio. It's called New Philadelphia. But even after a judge found him guilty, he and his lawyers maintained his innocence, saying that police coerced his confession using intimidating interrogation techniques on the child. So after spending 2 years in juvenile detention, he won his appeal and later had his conviction overturned. So in the new 2020, which just aired, so you can go back and do it on demand or go online, ABC News anchor John Quinones has an exclusive interview with Anthony Harris more than 20 years later, speaking out about the reason he confessed to a crime that he did not commit, the psychological damage he experienced, and the search for Devin in the woods behind her home where members of the search party found her body. So with her killer still at large, it also features interviews with key trial witnesses and search party members who offer information about a suspicious mystery man they allegedly saw lurking at the search, which is interesting because when they did find her, first of all, the body was found in the backwoods, like not even a block from where she lived, but also she had stab wounds to her neck and it looked like she was running from somebody. So would you only do that to someone that you know personally? That seems like a over the top way of killing, especially a child. So watch that if you love true crime. Again, it's called Gone Before the Storm. It's an episode of 2020 with John Quinones. You can watch that on demand or online. So that's your list. Let me go through it again. So you're going to want to watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills premiere on Bravo TV, The Challenge All-Stars on Paramount Plus, Bling Empire on Netflix. You're going to watch Our Father on Netflix, Never Seen Again on Paramount Plus, and Gone Before the Storm, the episode of 2020. I'm hoping that you enjoy this list. Please let me know what you think. Please join the Facebook group Reality Life with Kate Casey. Follow me on TikTok at It's Kate Casey. Follow me on Instagram at Kate Casey CA, Twitter at Kate Casey. What am I missing? Cameo Kate Casey, and bonus episodes, more episodes, if you go to Patreon, patreon.com/KateCasey. And remember, you can pass on this episode, which gives people a guide to what to watch each week. You can text it or email your friends. And also you can get this list, my must-watch list, by going to katecasey.substack.com. You will get a newsletter every Monday with this list, and it's a guide to what to watch each week. I hope that you enjoyed this list. And again, reach out to me and let me know which ones that you love the most, whether it's true crime, the documentary, or the bananas reality shows. Again, Wednesday is going to be an episode about Our Father. Then we're going to have an episode on Friday with Our Father and also the director of the documentary called Petite Rat. And that is an extraordinary documentary about a Holocaust survivor. And then Friday, I will be reviewing The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills premiere with Dumois. So a lot in store this week. Hope that you have a great week.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.